This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And at 9:06, you're listening to WSMI AM 1540. It's the Wednesday Talk Show. I'm your host, Tobin Ott. We have a good guest this week. Our guest, Mickey Robinson from the Coal Country Chamber of Commerce, sporting the blue note as always. Tough one last night.
The
team was looking ahead to tomorrow. They're looking forward to Thanksgiving. So
no, they got to play Friday.
That's true too.
Yeah, and Friday night and Saturday night they're going to play.
Is that at home? I believe it is at home, isn't it?
No, Friday night's home against Edmonton, and then Saturday night is in Minnesota. And then they go to Monday or Tuesday for Chicago.
That's always a tough one.
Oh yeah,
that's always a tough one.
Well, the next four are on the road.
Absolutely, we are here to talk about the Holiday Sparkle with the Coal Country Chamber of Commerce. Grab yourself a cup of coffee, pour yourself a glass of juice. Our conversation begins in 90 seconds. Hold on.
Listen for high school basketball on the Tally Broadcasting Stations. Brought to you by the Moonlight Y in Taylor Springs, Nokomis Tire and Repair, the Shine Shop in Litchfield Auto Cleanup with a Difference, the Benty Show Food Mart serving the WSMI WAOX listening area, Garrell's Auto Body in Litchfield, and by Rural Brothers Propane in Bunker Hill. And for our broadcast schedule, check out our websites, WSMIRadio.com and WAOX.com.
Looking for a good thought for the day? Go to WSMIRadio.com, look near the middle of the page, and find our thought for the day. It's presented by Ralph Marston, known as the Daily Motivator. Whether you're having a good or a bad day, Ralph's thought for the day can help put a smile on your face. You can click on the link to find out more about the Daily Motivator. Go to WSMIRadio.com, scroll to the middle of the page to find your thought for the day.
At Plummer Funeral Home, we understand the many decisions that must be made when a loved one is lost. You can depend on us to be there to help every step of the way. We'll provide you with the information, advice, and compassionate care you need to make intelligent, informed decisions that will satisfy your specific wishes and your individual beliefs. At Plummer Funeral Home, our number one goal is to serve you. Plummer Funeral Home, the locally owned hometown funeral home, your neighbor and your friend.
And we're back on the Wednesday Talk Show. Tobin Ott here. Our guest this week is Mickey Robinson from the Coal Country Chamber of Commerce. Mickey, welcome, my friend. How are you?
Thank you for having me, and good morning to everybody.
And we are here to... the holiday seasons, to me, is always... with the Chamber of Commerce, you always have two busy seasons. The holiday season and then the summer season. We're now approaching the holiday season. Some would say the holiday season began on October 30th.
Not no more. Now the latest survey I saw by MIT that the retailers have broke down their 4 months spending, September, October, November, and December.
Right.
They said 20% of the people start buying their Christmas gifts in September because they're getting so expensive and everything else. People don't have the $800, $900, $1,200 to spend all at 1 week in Christmas. The good ones, the people who are thinking about it, thinking out, spread it out over the 4 months. Then comes October, November's pretty big, Thanksgiving, then the last 3 weeks of December. This is a study that MIT did comparing last year with this year.
And, you know, I could say this with my wife and that. We do our Christmas shopping early. If we're out at a store and see something that someone would like that's on our list, we buy it, and it's off our list.
Yes.
And if it spreads it out from, instead of maybe two paychecks, maybe five or six,
and it's easier
so
to
be it.
Look.
So
and,
be it.
Well,
and then online shopping has changed the game.
Oh, online. Yeah, that was one of the biggest things that in the last 5 years, online has quadrupled it each year for the last 5 years, and it's more and more people just go on their computer and order it now.
Why travel to the gallery or
go
St.
Clair
Square or White Oaks Mall? I mean,
now they just order it and they ship it and
right from your home office.
That's right.
Two clicks: one to confirm payment, one to print. I mean, that's it.
Well, before all this came along, back when I come out of the service in 65, I became a manufacturer's rep. I would sell to the retail stores and everything. And it was the same thing. I had to sell from January to November all the time. You'd be making trips about every 8 to 12 weeks to people. And some of the stores just would just, you know, get it over with, you order it, but you didn't ship it right away.
Right.
They have it shipped like October, November, and they get paid. They don't have to pay for it until December 10th.
Right.
I don't know what that's going now since I retired 4 years ago. But that's just knowing the business like I do. That's why that working with the chamber, I understand the retail stores to a certain point. Everybody is different. That's why you got to have them.
You know what today is, don't you? Today is the, and I'm not kidding because I'm looking at one of your ads in the Holiday Sparkle, the Amore. Today is one of the busiest pizza ordering days in the entire year.
I thought maybe it's one of them, but I didn't realize it's the biggest.
It's also the heaviest drinking day of the year.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise. But I was talking to Mark over at Wendy's here in Litchfield, and he was telling me Wednesday is his biggest day of the year. And I looked at him, a puzzle, and I said, explain that a little bit to me. And he went into
People are prepping food. People are cooking. They don't have time, so what do? Pick up the phone, or you take a drive to the local fast food restaurant, Hardee's and Gillespie. What's the latest on that? That's about ready to open, isn't it?
Which one?
Hardee's and Gillespie.
Yes, but there is no definite day because they have a big dumpster out on the side that are they're gutting something in there. I can't figure out what it is because they did that about 6 months ago when they bought the thing. The guys who own that, I believe, is supposed to be from the Carlinville Springfield Pena group that owns that now.
But back to my point, though. People are busy prepping food for tomorrow.
Yeah.
So, what's the harm to make a phone call to order a pizza or get food that way?
Right. My thinking is that when Mark said that to me, one thing I knew about this, but I didn't figure this into my thing, is that he gets a lot of business off the interstate.
Absolutely.
When they're traveling, you know, from St. Louis, Chicago, or points northwest, whatever it is, the people stop and they know his store, the items in his store is fresh and everything like that.
Right.
It's funny, but he said that. He said he has 25% more employees that are working because they turn a lot of people all day long.
Absolutely. And they don't call that area in Litchfield Fast Food Island for nothing.
No. And there's another one coming in there, Huntley House.
Huddle
House that's coming in. And I hear a couple more are coming too, but I have not anybody confirmed anything.
Right.
But,
well, you get that on Corvette Drive. There's a lot of rumors.
Right. Well, there's three buildings under construction, Action Motorcycle.
One's Action Cycles, one's the Huddle House, and then you've got the new motel.
Holiday Inn.
Yeah, Express being built behind there.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, it's hard to believe, though. The holiday season is here. I drove by my hometown, Staunton. They've got the holiday decorations up already, and I'm sure the Italian-American Club is... probably put the holiday decorations up in Benelde.
Right. They put them up about 10 days ago in the Italian-American
Club. While the weather was warm,
right,
probably.
Right. They watch these when they get about 10 days before Thanksgiving. They try to get them up just before that, not too early. But right after Veterans Day is what it was started happening. Because for Veterans Day, they had the flags up. They put them up in the morning, they take them down at night, but they got real bad weather that one part there.
Even if they put the decorations up, if they know that there's a warm front coming in before an extreme cold front, and you put the decorations up, I don't have a problem with that. Just don't light them.
Yeah.
Don't light them yet.
The light,
you can put them up. No, don't light them.
Right. They do that. That's why, because they have to come to the city, and we make the city of Benelde makes the recommendation to Amron when to turn it on.
Right.
And it's just about just a few days before Thanksgiving usually comes on.
Let's talk a little bit now about the Holiday Sparkle here, because that's probably the main reason why you're here today.
Well, that's the big reason.
Not that I don't like having you here every month.
You get tired of me once in a while.
But we are here to talk about the Holiday Sparkle. And that's right around the corner.
Right. It's a week from, it's December 5th and 6th, which is a week from this coming Saturday and Sunday. And by the way, when we first started the Coal Country Chamber, when we got incorporated May 1st, 1999, it's going on 17 years now. Mm-hmm. That was one of the two events that we had starting in 99. The other one was the Fall Festival.
Right.
In 1999. Then in 1999, December, we had the first Holiday Sparkle. It was called something else.
Who came up with the name? Because that's kind of a weird, it's a clever name.
What, Holiday Sparkle?
Yeah.
I won't give credit where it's deserved, but it was just something that popped in our minds. We were discussing names and throwing names out. Mm-hmm. And we went home from the meeting, and probably in the middle of the night, I woke up and I said, Holiday Sparkle. Now, that is something, I don't know, I didn't like it at first, but it grew on me after a few days.
I am not surprised you'd wake up in the middle of the night saying, Holiday Sparkle, that's it.
No, yeah. The name was ready.
I feel sorry for your wife. That had to be a tremendous.
Well, it's she's used to it now.
Because she was probably teaching at the time and on a teacher's schedule.
1999, yes.
Yeah, so she had to get up early. So you woke her up from a good night's sleep.
Probably did.
Uh-huh.
I've done that many times.
Way to go, Mickey.
But the thing is, hope she's not listening this morning.
Well, I'm sure she is. Hi, Emily.
The thing is, when we started it, there was another one. I can't remember the name at the moment.
If your phone chirps with a text message from her, you know she's listening.
The thing is that we had it. We learned from the first one. We learned from the first several.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have it pretty well down pat. A few years ago, we tried a program to increase the public's awareness and bring the consumer into Gillespie.
Right.
We tried one thing with a $500 shopping spree. What all you had to do was go visit all the stores mm-hmm. in the Bunnell Gillespie area mm-hmm. and log in by getting a card punch or stamped, whatever right. way they were doing it. And then we throw them all in the pot at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had Santa Claus and someone else, the police chief, mm-hmm. make it official, draw the name out who won it. And I don't remember the woman's name that won it right now, but she got it. And she did what we wanted her to do. She took that $500 and we gave him not $500 cash. We gave him $500 bonus bucks.
Right.
They took them and went into all the stores, and she had
shop local.
Shop locals, right? And she did it, mm-hmm. and she spent all that $497, I believe, in some change.
You want to think about it, $500 doesn't really go that far anymore. I mean, you can get a nice meal.
You can go to
other places and handle things. I mean, it doesn't go as far as what
Eight, 9 years ago when we did this.
Well, maybe a little bit further back then. But.
Right. But the thing was that the business people didn't like it.
That's shocking.
Well, it's not that they didn't like it. It's just the way the people reacted when they came in their store.
Oh, okay.
So we talked about it for several months at the mm-hmm. board of directors, and the board of directors decided let's pass on this one. Nobody said one word when we passed on it and didn't do it. So going from there.
Let's talk about, because this half hour is running quickly on here.
Yep.
Let's talk a little bit about the events for this year's Holiday Sparkle.
Okay, well, we started off from Friday on December 5th from 4 to 7. All the business stay open late till 7 o'clock. Most of them close either at 4, 5, or 6 o'clock. But they all agreed to stay open 7. And by 6:30, 6:45, it's pretty well cut out. But that period from like 4:30 to 6:30, it's traffic is pretty heavy. We have the choo-choo train running around, giving free rides to them. And if it's not 20 below zero, we don't have a full train. But if it's 20 below zero, we do have a few that do it, including me driving that train. It's cold, very cold.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, we go around and treat them to the rides. Then what happens is they close and back. Then Saturday morning, we start early. We have the Snack with Santa, which is done at the Illinois Valley office there next door to the Gillespie Police Station. For a donation of $5, you get several things. You get like a ticket for each four items or five, I forget exactly there. But you get them for one. First, you get in there and have a picture taken with Santa Claus with a Christmas background that the Illinois Valley Rehab people has built for us.
Really?
And it's really nice. People were amazed, and they has it for a picture there. We take a digit photo. Within a matter of, I'm going to say, 5 to 10 minutes, the picture is printed, and we give it to them. For a donation of $5, they get that. Plus, they get the snacks from milk or juice from Prairie Farm. Then they get some donuts from the bakery from Casey's. Then they have another ticket to ride the choo-choo train free, because it is always free, but mm-hmm. We want to say free, so people for the first time maybe hearing about it, we do that. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, they get on the train and they take them around town and they stop at the petting zoo, which is our fourth year of doing the petting zoo on the UCB Bank parking lot there. Where the new bank there, yeah, on the corner, right on 4, as you come up from Staunton from the south, right. You're going north towards like Carlinville. They come out and make that turn, and boy, the kids go crazy to see all these humpback camels, the water buffaloes from India. Then you have the real reindeers with their
antlers
there. And they get to feed the animals, mm-hmm, carrots. They purchase a bag of carrots for $1. And every year he goes through 500 pounds of carrots. So you can see how many bags of carrots they go through. And the kids put them in there. As the animal would stick his tongue or something out there to grab them, they're afraid they're going to get bit. Before they do, they drop it. Like, you know, they're afraid because they get touched. Mm-hmm. And they're not for sure. And so what happens, the carrot goes on the ground when there's no kids or nobody right there at the one moment. Them animals are reaching out trying to get that carrot with their paw or something. That's what the cute thing is.
My wife's a zookeeper. I know all about that. She had me feed a sloth once, and the thing got close to, yeah.
Yeah.
I know all about that. You know, that's a
simple
reaction.
They're not bad. It's you feel something that you don't normally. It's a different reaction.
It's a simple reaction. If you don't deal with animals from time to time, you get that.
Right. The camel's completely different because its neck comes way over. Mm-hmm. This is the full-grown camel's. And they come way over and reach down and get that. The reindeer, he'll stick his little nose through the hole of the fence, mm-hmm, and he'll get him like that. Then the other types like there.
And then letter from Santa.
From Santa is the acknowledgement that Santa Claus sends a letter to the kid. It's a personal letter because we identify that, you know, we say the kid's name on a letter. Then they also, we put a paragraph in there, what they wanted for Christmas. They told Santa Claus. They tell Santa Claus because they give us a list, mm-hmm, what they would like to have.
Okay, so they pre-give you a list.
Right.
You're not intruding on a conversation.
No.
I gotcha.
No, the idea is the list is to help Santa Claus talk to the child,
right?
So he can talk like, you know, I hear, you know, like Santa Claus, I hear you are wanting, mm-hmm, this or that, mm-hmm, and he don't make no promise in that, because my Santa Claus has been, this is my only second Santa Claus in 17 years.
Wow.
This one now has been with me about 8 years, so I've been lucky with my Santa Clauses, and they're very good. His outfit fits him perfect, and nobody recognizes who it is. Anyway, the other thing is, when the petting zoo's there, the reindeer, the real reindeer, mm-hmm, this is when you see one real reindeer, then the camels, the double humpbacks, mm-hmm, there, the Zebu, Zebu.
Yeah.
That was a new one on me when they brought that in last, mm-hmm, year. The water buffaloes, there was, last year we had four different types of buffaloes. Three of them were from the India. One fourth one, I can't remember the name of that now.
Right.
And if they need more information on here, we have all kinds of information on the coldcountrychamber.com, the webpage. And we also are on Facebook, Cold Country Chamber of Commerce on Facebook. We just put up our Twitter page the other day. And I don't know. I'm not for sure about that. But
you know, it's scaring me that you're sending tweets now. It's bad enough you're on Facebook, but now you're sending tweets?
Well, no, not really. We're just putting our information
Fall Festival. But you talk about that, and we've got a couple of minutes left. I told you this half hour flew. You talk about social media. That has changed the game for the better for the Chamber of Commerce, because every chamber that I deal with, website, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, I mean, they're a part of it all.
Well, it's the this year I've been watching the Zurban Twitter pretty good, and I'm not a whiz on this. I have two people, Morgie, who is on the board of directors, my wife Emily. They've been working with me on this, and I told them, let's look at this and see if we want to try it. I said, well, let's try and see what we do. I know it's free, and a lot more. You know, I've noticed this past 6 months that there's more companies, more businesses are having a Twitter. So I thought, well, why can't we try and see if it's good for us or not? Yeah, our Facebook is, we put everything on our Facebook. Our website has the chamber members. Mm-hmm. The website also has the addresses and what the businesses do there and everything. But if you like any information from us, you just have to go to coldcountrychambercommerce.com. That's our webpage. Or you can go to Cold Country Chamber on the Facebook logo.
Okay.
And it's everything there and everything. And I just like, when we just about ready to end the program, I do like the one thing is I would like to thank Plummer Funeral Home, who's been sponsoring us for the 9-10 years we've been here. I can't believe it's been that long. And you guys have put up with me. Yeah, a lot of you guys have put me up with Terry Tote and Uncle Ralph. Still miss him.
Yeah, there are days.
There's days I think about him all the time.
I'm not going to lie. There are days when I'm waiting for a smart comeback from him, and it's not there.
Yeah. Well, the things there, and of course, one other thing I want to just throw out that in January, we select our business of the year for 2014, and we'll have our big banquet on January 31st and a Maury's restaurant there.
Okay. And we'll have you on again to talk about that, and that's going to do it for the Wednesday Talk Show. We are out of time. Mickey, have a wonderful Thanksgiving, and we will see you next month. Coming up next week on the program, Montgomery County Undersheriff Rick Robbins will be in. He's going to be talking about holiday shopping, safety, and tips. So stay tuned for that. Until then, we'll talk to you next week. So long.